بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم وما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كلا بل ران على قلوبهم ما كانوا يكسبون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, it is necessary for all of us to make tazkiyah of our hearts, to purify our hearts, islah of our spiritual self is absolutely vital. A spiritual reformation for each one of us is something that has been exhorted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Various verses in the Quran, Allah talks about purifying the soul. The soul has to become clean and pure and free from all type of spiritual maladies. And for this tazkiyah to take place, for the islah to take place of our lives, so that we are obedient to Allah Rabbul Izzat by means of our limbs, our eyes, our mind, our heart, our hands, our feet. Every limb of our body must be following the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the shariat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing those things that will please Allah. And they should refrain from all those things that Allah ta'ala becomes displeased with, naraz with. So for this islah to take place, one has to undergo mujahada. What is mujahada? We have explained many times previously, but just to refresh in our minds. Mujahada is when we are going to oppose the demands and dictates of the nafs, when it is pulling us, attracting us, enticing us, drawing us towards haram, towards evil pleasures. So, we have to oppose the demands of this nafs. We should not succumb to the demands and dictates of the nafs. As we mentioned previously, we should not become ghulams of our nafs, slaves of our nafs. Our mashayikh give a beautiful example. May Allah elevate the stages in the akhirah. May Allah make the qabars full of noor. A person has a choice to eat a kebab which has been beautifully prepared and it has been put into that hot oil and cooked very well. It's a sizzling kebab, you can smell the aroma. And on the other side you've got a kebab, it looks exactly like the other one, the first one, in shape, size, etc. But the difference between the two is the second one is a raw kebab. It is not cooked. It has not been placed into that pot of oil which is boiling. It is just prepared and left like that. Which one of us will choose the raw kebab? Any person who puts the raw kebab in his mouth, he will feel like vomiting if he eats it. He'll feel miserable. Feel nauseous. In the same way, these hearts of ours, if they're not kindled and boiled and ignited with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it does not undergo this mujahada process as we have explained. MashaAllah, the ingredients were there. The mince is there, everything. Even the shape and the surat is there. The outward form is there. All of us, we claim to be Muslims, mashallah. We make shukr to Allah. Allah has given us iman, deen, Islam. The surat is there. The outward form is there. Let us ask ourselves, what is our haqiqat, our reality? Is it like that kebab which is cooked well and ready to enjoy? Or is it like the raw kebab which has the outward form? But when somebody begins to eat and then sees the reality is raw, does not taste good. Person will vomit, spew it out. And therefore we have looked into our lives. And we have looked very deeply and sincerely. And we have to be determined. This is the word. We have to be determined that I need and I want to. And I'm going to now make mujahada of my nafs and undergo the spiritual reformation. How long I'm going to live just an outward form of Islam. I'm making salat, I'm going up and down, but the ruh of this salat, the jaan of the salat is not there. I'm saying some words, I'm reading my tasbihat, etc. I'm saying Allahu Akbar, but with no feeling. Outward form is there. We need to get this jaan in our salat, this jaan and ruh in all our ibadat. What happens is, we've got this outward form, but because we are succumbing and we are just following the dictates of our nafs, the nafsi ammara, so we have become uncooked. We are not prepared to make mujahada and oppose the nafs. Hence our islah will never take place. We will remain in the same spot, if not worse. For years we will continue and we have just got this outward form. Most of us, we will pick on faults of the others in society. Every day we look at our social media. We see what is going viral. Certain person is doing this, she's doing that. We will talk about the harms and ills of society, and undoubtedly it is something to be perturbed and concerned about. However, we fail to make islah of our own selves. We will point a finger at everybody else around us. She is like that, he is like this. لِيَحْجُزْكَ عَنِ النَّاسِ مَا تَعْلَمُ فِي نَفْسِكَ. The words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at your own faults. Your own faults should prevent you and stop you from now picking on somebody else's faults. We're not saying that you should not correct somebody. But what happens, each one of us wants to make the islah of the next person but ourselves. So we indulge in futile talks. Our time is being just wasted with WhatsApp messages, social media, in talking about the whole of the ummah, but our own weaknesses and remedying ourselves and making ilaj and going through this process of islah of ourselves and removing the dent that has come onto our hearts. We need to ignite our hearts with the love of Allah Rabbul Izzah. You see, shaitan is our enemy. He's an avowed enemy. Abadi enemy. Eternal enemy. Inna shaitan lakum aduhu mubeen. Shaitan can never become our friend. Remember this. When we do wrong, so what we say, shaitan misled me. And the other excuse we will give, obviously, is that my nafs had the better of me. So shaitan can never become our friend. But as we explained before, the nafs, there are various stages of the nafs. And if the nafs is a nafsi ammara, commanding us, enticing us towards haram, do evil, do evil, do evil, then this nafs is our enemy. But if the nafs is under control, it is tamed after going through a spiritual reformation, which is a lifelong thing. And finally, when the person has nafs-e mutma'inna, as I mentioned previously, now that nafs is not your enemy. Now this nafs is your friend. Why? Because you have exerted yourself, you have made this mujahada, you have opposed the demands of the nafs. So every haram thing that the nafs pulls you towards, immediately you stood up, you fought the nafs, you overpowered the nafs, until now the nafs becomes subservient to you, it becomes your slave and not the other way around, that we have become the slave of the nafs. So many times when a person is now committing gunas upon gunas upon gunas, and sins are in his blood, Allah forbid, Allah protect us, he's in the quagmire of sins, is mud, and he's sinking deep down, deep down. All around him is just vice and evil and filth. A life of zina, a life of gambling, drinking, drugs, womanizing, haram, cheating, deceiving, bribery, corruption, lying, cheating, harming people. There may be certain occasions in his life where he might think, let me now come out of this mess that I am in. What happens now? Shaitan will come. And Shaitan will try to delay him, procrastinate. Now don't make Tawbah now. Just enjoy yourself a little more. Just a little more. Then after that you can make Tawbah. That little more, that temptation pushes him back again. Or he thinks that I'm going to make Tawbah, and he starts to make some Tawbah, but because he's not so determined, as I mentioned in the beginning, what happens? Shaitan brings back the reel of the past and gives him that taste and that lazzat and that enjoyment of the sin of the past many years ago. Those thoughts begin to flash again in his mind. Now again, he's tempted towards evil, prompted towards evil. He's incited towards haram. So he thinks, okay, let me go again and enjoy myself. Shaitan will come all with different excuses to delay this man from making sincere tawbah and reconnecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if one is determined and he stands up and he has his himmat and courage and he says, enough is enough. I have to face my Allah on the day of Qiyamah. Stand all alone before Allah Rabbul Izzat. What type of heart I'm going to present before Allah? Will it be a pak, saaf dil? Or will it be a filthy heart? Kalla bal ghana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. The entire heart is corroded with rust, with filth. Hadith of Rasulullah SAW explains, when a person commits a sin, then a nuktatun sawda, a black spot appears on his heart. If he increases his sin, indulges in more sin, this dot becomes larger and larger and larger, hatta ta'lu wa qalba, until it covers his entire heart, spiritual heart. He makes zikr of Allah Rabbul Izzat, he makes tawbah, he makes istighfar, which is the polish of the heart, then this blackness, his darkness then now disappears. Now he is brightening his heart, he's shining his heart. Now he is determined to please Allah Rabbul Izzat. If he slips, he makes tawbah immediately. Now he's come out of the quagmire of sins, out of the jungle of nafs and shaitan. Now he's on the road, the tariq, towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. Slowly but surely. Slowly but surely he will make attempts, he will try, he will stand up, he will fall, he will stand up again. But eventually he will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is his manzil maqsood, his final destination. And on the way, Allah will help him. Allah will create means for him to be in the company of a pious person or pious people around him. Allah will give him the tawfiq of making sincere tawbah. Allah will grant him the himmat to refrain from all evil. Allah will help him to make mukhalafat of the nafs. He might find himself sometimes some friend of him, of his, showing him some fault of his. When a friend of ours indicates and shows us, "Bhai, this is your weakness," we should be grateful to him. If I'm traveling on the road and suddenly I have a tire puncture and somebody points out to me that you've got a puncture, will I become angry with the person or will I thank him? I say, "Bhai, jazakallah, at least you showed me. You saved me from an accident." But if he shows me that, "Bhai, your namaz is not right. You're not making sajda correctly. You're not sitting properly in your, between your two sajdas. You're rushing. Your ruku, after your ruku, you're standing up. You're going down so quickly. You haven't even stood up properly in your qawma." You become angry. Somebody points out that some fault of ours, some weakness, in a nice way. He's your friend. A true friend is a person who will come nicely and he will politely, and he will show you, "Wait, this is your weakness. For this we should be grateful to such a person." A true friend is not that person that in front of you, he condones and he agrees to all what you are doing. He never ever shows you your weakness. But behind your back he goes and with others, now he'll start talking evil about you. He's not a true friend. He is Khalilun Makir, a cunning friend. And this is very prevalent in society today. Allah forbid, Allah protect us from such people. Such a friend waits for you to make a miss and to go into sin. What will he do? Now he'll make those things go viral. He'll talk to his friends, other people, about you, against you. Any good you do now, he will not want that to become the knowledge of public. Why? Because you're going to get praise. He does not want to see you getting any praise. So he's not a true friend. However, if somebody shows us our weakness, our fault, we must be ready to make our islah. It is for our own good. We must be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is our object. We are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make our ibadat correctly. Make our tazkiyah of our nafs. Otherwise, as I mentioned, our lives will just pass in this one way without having purified our lives. Man has an accident, Allah protect us. Car is damaged, he takes it to the panel beater. What does he expect the panel beater now to fix his car, to repair his car? But if he looks there and he's standing there, and as the panel beater is taking the hammer and is beginning knocking here and there, and the man says, no, don't do that, leave it. What's going to happen? His car will remain a wrecked car. But if he allows the panel beater to repair his car, to fix his car, then after some time, he will get his car, it will be like brand new. The same thing in Islam, same thing in Mujahada. Sometimes the alim, the sheikh or friend will tell us, wait, do this, don't do this. It is only for your good, for your deen, for your iman. Stay away from haram, stay away from zina, don't listen to music, don't go with evil friends, don't go in bad company, don't indulge in this. Come to salat, come to the masjid, go in the path of Allah, sit in the company of some person where the dhikr is taking place, where you're learning about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what we require to do, to make islah of ourselves, reformation of ourselves. May Allah ta'ala grant me tawfiq, grant all of us tawfiq. Do not indulge in futile actions. Our time will just pass away by just talking futile things, by doing futile things. Min husni islam il mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. The beauty of the Islam of a person is he leaves out all la ya'ni things. Things that are of no benefit to him towards his deen, nor his dunya even. Ponder, reflect, respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters. I'm addressing myself first. How often we speak so many things in the day, absolutely of no benefit whatsoever. How many things we do, how many things we preoccupy ourselves with, which has got no benefit whatsoever to us. So what has happened? We have failed to make our islah. We expect the entire ummah to come right. And yet ourselves, we are still in the same spot. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq in that. We have to become serious. Myself first, and all of us. We are all on this boat, and we are sailing towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I mentioned last week, there are so many conditions that are taking place in the world. We should not condone any haram or any sin. Make tawbah, istighfar, make amr bil ma'ruf, nahi anil munkar, in the correct way, in the nice way. But most important, let us connect ourselves first to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and purify our hearts and remove the malice we have in our hearts, the filth we have in our hearts. Somebody corrects us, be happy, be grateful to the person. Why? He's now taking me closer to my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, closer to Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This will bring success in our life. May Allah ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq and hidayat wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Sayyid Guru Sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, la ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 Allah,
Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا الله ماري غناكم معافر ما ماري خطاكم معافر ما يا الله forgive us completely ما يا الله يا الله ماري دلوكم مصفى مجلى مزكى بنا يا الله cleanse and purify our hearts. Make our hearts shining bright and white again, my Allah. Remove the black spot from our heart, my Allah. Allah, help us to make our islah of ourselves, my Allah. Help us to make tazkiyah of our nufus and qulub, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak, my Allah. Give us that himmat and courage, my Allah. Ya Allah, to refrain from all sins, my Allah. Major sins and minor sins, my Allah. Don't make us do anything that will be displeasing to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, if we falter, Ya Allah, if we commit any sins, give us the tawfiq of making immediate tawbah and nasuha. Ya Allah, you are most merciful, my Allah. Your doors of mercy are wide and they open, my Allah. Before maut strikes us, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us complete maghfirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, become pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, become pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, Izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your adha, give us the sweetness of iman. Allah, give us the sweetness of sajda and ibadat, my Allah. Give us the sweetness of tilawat of the Quran and zikrullah. Sweetness of istighfar and tawbah and durood upon Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, grant us the sweetness of begging from you, my Allah. And asking from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have not turned to any other person but you, my Allah. Allah, we are tapping at your door, my Allah. Hey, Maliki Kareem, you know all our needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are muhtaj, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are totally dependent upon you. You are Samad, you are Ghani. Ya Allah, you are Hamid, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are full of praise, my Allah. You are totally independent, my Allah. You don't need any person, my Allah. Ya Allah, but we need you, my Allah. Fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. يا قاضي الحاجات يا دافع البليات يا حل المشكلات اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا الله strengthen our iman يا الله make us live with iman make us die with iman raise us in the day of qiyamah with iman يا الله give us موت المدينة الشريف يا الله بري الجنة البقية يا الله يا الله grant us the shafaat of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم in the day of qiyamah تحوذ كوث الوطر from his مبارك hands يا الله make us enter jannah without any hisab kitab Ya Allah, protect us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, protect our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, my Allah. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, makbuleen, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, Ya Allah, grant them kamil shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them complete afiyat and health, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all diseases, my Allah, and all viruses, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, all those who have passed away, my Allah. All the marhumeen, especially our family members, my Allah. Our mashayikh, my Allah, our friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them jannatul firdaus, the highest of stages, my Allah. Protect them from azab of qabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who requested duas, answer all the jais muraz, my Allah. Hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua, qabool farma. Ya Allah, give us beneficial rains, my Allah. Ya Allah, like how you are sending these rains, my Allah.
Ya Allah, send your mercy and sakina upon us, my Allah. Your rahmat, my Allah. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ عَيْنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا يَا مَوْلَانَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ يَا اللَّهُ give us halal and tayyib rozi, يَا اللَّهُ give us barakat in our lives, my Allah. Barakat in our businesses, barakat in our wealth, my Allah. Make us use it in the correct way, my Allah. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا يَا مَوْلَانَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون سلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين